February 7th, 1980. In preparation for going to St. Anthony's Catholic Club and having lunch with Joe DiMaggio, Rudy Rubini, and Nick Grossi. You know the guy?
No.
All right.
What did you say at that banquet?
What happened? Well, you broke the scoop. You mentioned that Joe's come here, which I wrote in that paper. A little whole column about that. Hey, Joe, you were down here before somebody told me during World War II for a bond rally. Is that right? Were you in Wellington for a bond rally?
I don't remember.
Somebody said it was an armory. You don't remember?
My mind is a little blank at this point about being there. I know I was here. But for what reason, I just can't tell you. I just don't know.
Did you ever play the Wilmington ballpark? Somebody said to bring up the fact that you played an exhibition game.
It might have been that I played at the exhibition or an exhibition game here. Was it with the Yankees at the time? It was like on a Monday. I guess we had an off day. After a double in New York, or maybe possibly traveling somewhere else, and he's looked up, and they have this game, exhibition game booked.
You actually don't have any kind of memories of Wellington Dollar, right?
I really don't have that much. No recollection. No, you don't have a recollection of being here after so many years have passed. Must have had a bad day. You remember everybody was a good day, you know.
You don't recall this guy. He was before your time, but I did a story on him for Sporting News, a guy named Whitey Witt. You remember him?
Oh, Yankee.
Well, he was before you, though, right?
He was before me and Earl Combs.
Right. He played with the Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth played in the outfield. I went down to do a story on a guy, and he said that he used to cover his territory and Babe Ruth's territory because Babe Ruth wasn't fast enough. He used to be on booze too much and have hangovers, and he covered both areas. He showed me pictures in the scrapbook.
He's not from around here, is he?
Well, Rick, he lives in New Jersey.
That's right.
On a farm. He lived not too far from Goose Goslin. You want to see Goose Goslin,
right,
too.
Yeah. I know why.
Do you? He lived by himself in his big farmhouse.
He played in many old-timer games.
That's right.
He came up to know a lot of the old-timers, like Home Run Bates and so forth. He invited all these fellas up there during the time I was playing, and of course after.
How about, was that 50,000 seniors? Is there any one of those things, Joe, that you collected from your baseball career that you cherish the most? Could be just a little jacket, a little glove, anything at all. Like Whitey Witt showed me a baseball glove about the size of the winner's mitt, his bride.
I wish I could have mine to admire or bring back memories. Unfortunately, it was something like his, but it's lost. And I had that thing stowed by a shoemaker at least a dozen times.
What, his glove?
What a partner, right. And it was practically a rag. And I wish I had that, but I could never find it. I don't think anybody would want to steal it. If anything, they'd want to throw it in the rubbish.
Did this stem back from, like, when you were a kid, like Sandlot days?
No, this was
when you played with the Yankees?
Yes, I played.
With that glove?
Sandlot, I played the first thing, and I brought it to Major League with me.
The same glove?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't find it today, huh?
Somebody wants to take it.
How does it compare, gloves today, the ones where you can trap are probably about 20 times larger than the one you had then. Let's say you got these big gloves, you wonder how you can miss with a big, you know, the webbing and
well,
so.
There's no question that it's made a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Today, you know, my last days with me, as a matter of fact, I had a glove that was pretty big, almost similar in size, almost, not quite. What they use today. But they need something like that on those astroturf infields. Because the ball really scoots by, they're awfully fast.
What is
it?
No.
Oh,
it's a perfect picture. Balance, gun cock, and everything else.
I do like it.
Right on the point.
What would you rate Billy Martin, Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10 as a manager?
As a strategist, I'd have to say he's as good as anybody that's managing today. I have to put him top of the list, but if anybody tops him, they'll have to be even.
Do you know him well, on an intimate basis? Do you know him very well?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Intimate enough.
You know, Joe DiMaggio always remembered as the all-American guy, a real nice guy, so forth. It's probably Joe DiMaggio is pretty rough, and his party has a different type of image behind a background as anybody else, as any average kid, so forth. No, how would Joe DiMaggio like to be remembered? When history of baseball was all written so they remember back to Joe DiMaggio. How would you like to be remembered?
As it's going right now.
As a what?
As it has been going of the last 28 years that I've been in town. It's nice to know that people remember you, the kids come up and ask an autograph, and they've heard of me through reading books, their families, their grandpas, and their fathers talking about me, and being well received wherever I may be going. And so it's nice. That's the way I like to be. As it's been going for the last generation.
You put on a lot of miles now, don't you, Joe, traveling around?
Quite a bit. I've been going for 6 weeks on this trip. I started in Springfield, they met me there.
Well, your home base actually is San Francisco, is that right?
San Francisco.
All right, did you leave there 6 weeks ago, you say? Where did you, have you gone since then now?
I've been to Springfield.
Massachusetts or?
No, Springfield, Illinois.
Illinois, yeah.
Just a couple of days, all the way from Chicago, New York, Canada, Montreal. Back to New York.
One more, and we're going at it.
Is this all a business capacity?
Some business, some appearances, some golf, some friends close by before I make my next trip instead of going home.
You say some business, some what else?
Golf.
Yeah.
Some appearances, some golf, and some friendly people I'd want to see that are close by. Different functions.
Do you have anybody in Delaware very close? Do you have anybody living in Delaware who's been very close to you know over the years? You know, a very close friend. Like I remember when Primo Canera was top. There was a guy here, Ralph Tribbiani, was a boxing promoter. Ralph, they were really close to him and Rocky Graziano. They'd always stop here. Always, you know, eat here and stop here and so forth. Do you have anybody like that willing to real close?
I don't have close friends in New York City. I played some of the cosmopolitan cities that I played ball in is where I have some good friends.
Joe, you got thousands of accomplishments. Is there any one little thing that someone will say you're hitting straight? Maybe someone will say something else. Well, you personally cherish the most proud of what achievement? Maybe it happened in high school. Maybe it didn't even happen in a major.
It's pretty hard to go back all those years. I can only think possibly of the later years with the Yankees. I mean, there's so many things you can think about. I mean, it's just one thing to pinpoint is very difficult to do. But for achievements, you know, being on 10 championship teams, or 10 World Series, I should say.
Right.
9 World Championships during the period of 13 years. That, to me, is one of the most outstanding things, to be in championship teams. You know, some fellas play a whole lifetime without even smelling the roses. Well, that's part of the accomplishment, to be there. A bunch of guys that were able to perform and bring you home with all these pennants and World Series championships. But there's so many things, you know, one day things and things of that nature. Three MVPs.
Did Joe DiMaggio ever get thrown out of a ball game in his major league career? Joe DiMaggio ever get involved in a fight backstage we never heard about with any brawling? Is that right for your whole career? Never. Did you ever get any kind of violent arguments? Is that right for your whole career? With the managers or players or opposing your teammates?
Nope.
During your career, you know, you guys are always mobbed in the locker rooms after games, after World Series, game, so forth. What question really galled you that reporters would come to you and ask you about this board, and you hate to answer? Is maybe it's a repetitious?
During the time that I was playing, we didn't have that type of person that you had that you're talking about.
Like today?
If you're talking present day, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we had fellows like Sid Mercer, Joe Williams.
Yeah.
Hype Igo, I mean, as a boxer.
Yeah.
We had Jimmy Cannon. These fellas, they did their homework. We had so many guys that knew their work. And they didn't ask me embarrassing questions. I mean, okay, shall I say it? Stupid questions. These fellas were top writers at the time. I'm not meaning to take away some of the things they say. I guess writers at that time, too, they look for little things, you know, that try to make them newsworthy. But to me, I think they reported more the game
than today.
They do today.
Today is more personal.
More on the personal side, or trying to get another angle or something. Certainly, all right, the changing times, the world's changing. You know, the whole changing times is one of the reasons. You know, we've all changed.
That's right. Every
decade is a new kind of a thing that they do. I mean, the public. I'm talking about the public.
Every
10 years or so.
Well, even clothes change for that matter. You know, styles and clothes and so forth. Everything styles and likes and dislikes TV and so forth.
People enjoy reading something else because the statistics or something. I don't know. I can only tell you what happened during that period of time compared to what they do.
You know, it's what's really not unusual, but really great is the fact that you've been able to maintain a national or even international reputation and image, even though you've been out of baseball more so than some guys who are still competing, which has to be a great thing in your favor. Too many guys after they retire from baseball, they stay a few years and they're still popular, and then they drop, the level drops, you know, and they're out. And you just keep, it seems like you keep going higher and higher. You might have mentioned Joe DiMaggio's name, like here, Christ, the place was sold out of me. Then.
You
You're not going to run, are you?
No, I'm going to stay for a while. It's your invitation, Joe.
No.
Matt, we have a little something to present to you.
Yeah,
sure.
Where are you going to go?
Well, most likely go back to the hotel.
What hotel?
DuPont.
Yeah. Where did you go?
What time?
Wait for the 7 days.
Fight.
How to the end.
Okay. 45, man. Yeah. You got 45?
Yeah. I
was over there. Well, you know I didn't play. I was in San Francisco last year. You got a place right across the street from Old Beaver's Wharf. Yeah.